We're going to check in again on the major story of this day, and indeed the entire week, remembering Pope John Paul II. We're going briefly to Chicago, which has one of the largest Polish populations outside of Warsaw. Last night, some 3,000 residents attended a memorial service for the Pope, who came from Poland. It was held at the Basilica of St. Hyacinth in a predominantly Polish-American parish. Here's what three parishioners remember most about Pope John Paul.
He came from a poor family. He knew how to deal with the poor countries, the developing countries, and so forth. So he had the understanding of their needs.
It was, in a weird, some sort of sense, safer world for me, because I was Polish. And, you know, he actually was a bishop in Krakow, where I'm from. So to me, he was super special.
I am also a soldier in the U.S. Army Reserve. So that's very interesting, because he's a big proponent of peace. And my commander, President Bush, has decided for us to go into Iraq. And personally, I would follow the Pope more. Even though I am a soldier, I still have to commit my duty being a soldier. But in my heart, I was with the Pope.
That's John Michalczyk, Barbara Krupa, and Edward Regula attending last night's memorial service at the Basilica of St. Hyacinth in Chicago's Avondale neighborhood. Of course, people around the world are remembering Pope John Paul II, and the largest gatherings are expected in Rome. We now know that the Pope's funeral will be on Friday in St. Peter's Square at the Vatican. Our own Renee Montaigne is at the Vatican all week and was just in the square. Renee, what did you see?
It is a beautiful spring day. The sun is shining brightly. St. Peter's Square, it's filling up with people, actually. Earlier, I walked through there before dawn. The square was lit with the flicker of the candles from these little makeshift shrines, which were covered with pictures of the Pope and you know, fresh flowers. Now, though, these shrines are obscured by the crowds. People are milling about. And if I might say, they're in a bit of a festive mood, which is not surprising, really, if you think about it, because for the faithful, as one bishop said a few days ago, Jesus has opened the door for Pope John Paul, the door, of course, to heaven.